The ghost of Damon said it's go time.
Are we on? Hold on. Well, let's get it crunk. Oh, Lord. Okay. Lord, I can't. Y'all, hey, y'all. Where's the start to the show? Oh, here we go. Wait. There we go. Lord, I see we already with the foolishness before we can even get started. Good.
What is happening?
Hey, for a minute, I was like, who the fuck? What is going on?
I just decided not to shave this week, so. You know, I just go old natural. Show you how to have a beard.
I'm rough.
That's how a beard go, buddy.
Nice as yours.
Shot.
No.
Fired.
This what happened with grown folks.
Bless you, baby. Bless you. Mind, body.
I got all my equipment and everything. I got my headphones on. I got my big microphone right here.
This is insane.
Oh my God. He's gonna get you.
This is insane.
Oh God.
The ghost of Vayman can kiss my 3/5 compromise. That's what like he can do.
I don't think TK's beard was that black though, was it?
No. Mm. Only professionals can do this shit.
A whole new thread for TK's beard.
Yes.
Oh, you mean that little fake-ass peach fuzz he got from shaving his head that he glued on his face? You know how they do.
I ain't going to laugh too hard. My boy ain't here to defend himself. I'm sure he'll pop up in them comments here in a second.
Right. Oh, hell yeah. He will.
Evening, niggas.
I use myself now.
The niggas.
My allergies are acting up, so.
Hell.
Oh, yes, Emily. We starting immediately. Me
Star said, damn, we not even a minute in. Okay. We're gonna get things started.
The
tonight.
Fucking camera came on and we was started.
Right. This is starting to become a trend though.
Wait, it's starting to become a what?
A trend. I sound like a man Pokemon.
It's okay, baby. We're gonna ride with you.
Yeah, I'm starting off crazy. It's becoming a trend. Off of pure foolery.
All right. Well, we're going to kick off. Oh, go ahead, Queen Wanda.
No. Go ahead.
That's a black Jesus, Lord. Okay.
You going to wear the beard the whole time?
Oh, yeah.
I cannot watch this if she's gonna win the whole time.
Jesus.
See, and the mic, though. Look at the mic. She got the mic, y'all.
She got that rapper mic, too. That's like when you drop a hot
16. Oh, my God.
I am old school that way.
I didn't mean to join that foolery.
Here come this nigga.
How y'all doing?
Evening, nigga.
Already.
What did I say? I didn't say anything. Queen Mama, who you? Oh, who's that? TK?
I'm Professor Black right Jesus.
You need to shave your head.
I put fertilizer on the whole damn thing. It just all came out, and it just all grew out.
The chick's name is Aria M. Thal James Simpson.
Oh, all niggas ain't shit.
Ain't shit. Oh, y'all want to talk about ain't shit? Let me tell you who's on the ISS list from last week. Candace, Eric Johnson. Good Lord. Y'all was good enough.
She always cub. She need to come on the show.
Look, the substitute teacher is gone, so now the real teacher's back handing out punishments.
Celestial right. Bought a new house. Where the fuck you at, Celestial?
Don't worry about what the fuck I'm in.
I made it. Bought a new house.
A girl Glow has no night. Home, okay?
Yeah, Glow.
Don't worry about
that.
Don't worry about
what I'm in. Damn. And they got to put piano in the background and shit.
Damn, she just stepped the game up.
I'm at where I'm at. I be where I be.
Goddamn, yeah. Curbing on curbing, nigga.
Curbing.
Man, I love it.
Damn. All right, let's get this monkey started. Let's go.
Oh, gosh. All right, y'all. Season 6, episode 8, No 1. Who want to kick this thing off?
Listen, I can't even lie. I just got off the fucking Peloton. I was watching that shit on my Peloton bike. I ain't taking no notes, so y'all niggas going to work with me today.
I know that feel, bro.
Yeah, so I ain't take shit. I ain't do shit today. So I can't even lie.
We start out in Bravos. We're back at Bravos with the play. So we've resumed the play where the actress, where Lady Crane is playing Cersei. So she's acting out the Purple Wedding, Joffrey's death, basically. She was really slaying that shit, too, though. She was kind of like killing that shit harder than Cersei. I was like, damn, bitch, go off. But, you know, she played it out, you know, got her little applause, and she went backstage or whatever. And, shit, I damn near forgot from there. Did the, are we already?
That's where she.
Where Arya stumbles through?
Yeah, she found Arya backstage.
Yeah, Arya's already back there. Yeah, she's already back there leaking out from the previous battle with the real OJ nigga. I don't know what you're talking about, nigga. That's real OJ.
That's a good point.
Do y'all think it was significant that Lady Crane was about to drink from the rum, and then that's when she saw Arya, or heard Arya. Like maybe it was going to happen then as well, as far as her getting poisoned again, or.
Yeah, it could be.
Ain't no way I would even drink nothing back there. But then we find out later there's a reason she ain't really scared.
Yeah.
Hey, she say Bianca won't be getting no work, bitch.
Right.
That bitch face is fucked up, boo.
That bitch done.
And she found out.
Damn, I said, damn, Lady Crane, that's wild. Fuck that bitch.
Well, that's good to know Lady Crane can fight, though.
Hold on. How's Arya still alive?
Listen.
Like, answer that shit. Can somebody answer that? Please.
How was she conscious enough to walk all the way there?
She's been leaking for 2 episodes straight.
Right. Like, do we have a fucking a doctor in the comments, a fucking, like, a nurse who be hoeing on set? Like, do we have anybody in the comments who can tell me how the fuck Arya is still alive?
Hey, maybe you seen fucking, what's the movie, Gangs of New York? You remember what the butcher said? That's a wound.
Yeah.
That's a kill. Maybe it was just a wound.
Yeah.
That's a leaky-ass wound.
That bitch got wounded 7 fucking 5 times.
Poking
up, man. Are pretty darn bad.
If that was just a wound, then Wave wasn't trying to kill her, because Wave knows what she's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn, boy. Like, she would have survived Brentwood. I know that.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. All right.
All right.
So we go from there to.
I was gonna say, I thought Maisha was a nurse. She said she's alive because she's in the script.
Ashley said she didn't hit any major organs.
Come on, this is fucking. This is like 10, 11 healthcare. It was like fucking medieval healthcare. That bitch supposed to be infected, dead, been dead.
Facts.
Anyway.
Because she jumped in the water.
Super infected, yeah. If nothing else.
Yeah, mercy.
Right, yeah, then she jumped in shitty water. You know that right. Water, you know it ain't no fucking like, proper sewage.
At bare minimum, infected.
Yes, and bare minimum not being able to move.
Facts. Mm.
Yeah.
I already say she a real nigga.
Hey, man. I'm looking for a real nigga. No, like I'm looking for an RN. Who? A real nigga?
Not a real nigga. I'm a real nigga. What you need?
I thought I was going to be the only one.
Gentlemen, let's focus. Let's refocus. We got things to do. We got things to do tonight.
You're right,
shit.
You're right. Well, you're right.
Come on with it, real nigga.
God damn. Oh, God. Okay, so we move over to the hound in the forest running up on some guys being quite nasty.
Oh, man. Them niggas, I don't know if I can say that. They were being very questionable.
Man. They would have thrived at Diddy's house. I know that shit, boy.
Hey, that was a really big...
Hey, nigga. Hey, boss. Nigga, That's fucking Diddy off a couple of shots of fucking... Well, honestly, it look like he don't need nothing.
Lil Freako.
Tell you.
Well, man, now.
Hey, Hound didn't waste no motherfucking time, though.
That's crazy.
He didn't waste no time. He didn't waste an ounce of energy. That shit was efficient and clean. And Buddy that got his ball split got it the worst.
Yep.
Ooh, yeah.
That shit was treacherous. And that's what he got, because that was one that was playing with the other one's booty, which was insane. I don't know how he was mustering up like words after that. Like, how are you still talking?
Yeah.
Right.
We talking about Aria. Like, why was he even that? That should have been instant, immediate death.
Yeah, because that nigga was leaking. I mean, his whole guts just spilled out.
Through his balls.
That shit was nasty. I mean, like, yo, that whole scene just kind of like, where the fuck were those nuggets from again? Like, where was the, how were they connected to the?
They were Brotherhood Without Banners,
right? But how were they connected to the motherfuckers who pillaged the other people?
Yeah, so you remember when they all came to the village and were talking about it. Yeah.
No, yeah, I remember the three guys who came to the village and had the warning shot. Did all of them come back with the three guys?
I'm assuming that all the motherfuckers came back and did the shit, because Hal asked dude, he was like, now where's the one with the gold cloak? So I'm assuming I'm assuming maybe just Hal caught up to them first.
Yeah. And okay.
So
okay.
Just on the way to, you know.
Okay. So it's too much.
Too much random grabbing.
Wow. Doing it in and
ego. I mean, shit, nigga, that was Diddy and Meek Mill.
Man. Freak Mill. Yes, nigga.
Nope. We go on from there to Marine. And
so Tyrion. I'm not the only one with a beard tonight, huh?
And y'all say it just us.
She got that one in. Tyrion and that damn verse walking around Marine. Tyrion got his chest poked out. He look over at that damn verse and he talking about, I told your bald headed ass this shit would work. And verse is like, did it though?
Wait, is this an ISO boom? Like, nigga, like we gotta start off with an ISO.
Oh, my bad.
Did we not because I showed it in no boom.
All right, my bad. I gotta go back. Man. So we headed to Marine. All right, so boom. Dang. Tyrion walking around. They walk around the city. folks telling the stories of, you know, Queen D and shit, and Tim walking around like, I'm that nigga. So he look over at Verse and he like, I told y'all bald headed ass this shit would work. And Verse is like, did it though? He was like, yeah, look at that shit, it's lit. So Verse was like, yeah, but you done got in the bed with these crazy motherfuckers. And Tyrion was like, and did, and the shit worked. You mad? Did. So Verse was like, nigga, a razor will shave you and cut your throat. So Tyrion's like, you's an old hating bitch ass nigga. I'm gonna miss your old be having ass though. So Verse was like, nigga, I know. So Tyrion said, I hope your ass right about this shit. Verse said, I guess we'll see. We gotta get our weight up though. We ain't got no ships. We ain't got shit. We gotta have this shit right when Queen D get back. So Verse is like, she gonna come back. We're gonna have this shit together. I got it from here, boss, but I'm gonna need you to stay right here because your little ass gonna get a motherfucker caught up. When they see you, they gonna know what I'm trying to do.
Oh god. So,
stay over here. So Tim was like, bet, but put some respect on my motherfucking name. You know, I'm the baddest motherfucking dwarf in all the land, not just this city. So Verse tip off to go get some help and see.
And that's hell yeah.
That's what it is.
Background sound like somebody radio or something.
Who was that? Who was that? That sound like Queen Mama shit. That sound like an old AM FM radio.
I always blame technology stuff on Queen Mama.
That's a goddamn thing. But
fucking black and white TV. Who's that? I Love Lucy in the background.
Oh no. Oh.
It'll match your beard. Say something.
Queen Mother on fire tonight. She ain't come to play.
Yo, she played my ass. God damn it. That was good.
What you get? What your ass get?
That was a good one. Oh, God.
Oh, all right.
So we move on from them. We go back to King's Landing. Now this scene was funny as hell. I need somebody to really hold it down for Qyburn and them.
Man, Qyburn ass was funny coming to tell Cersei the sparrows was there in the first place. It was just how he came and peeked in the room like, this was sparrows.
Yeah.
This month.
Yeah.
And Cersei was like, the fuck you mean to some sparrows? Like,
what they doing here?
Sparrows in this motherfucking, they say they here to see your ass. Who the fuck let them in this motherfucker?
I ain't gonna say no names.
Right.
Does the king know they in this motherfucker? And Qyburn was like,
yes, you're great. Yes, you're great.
And listen, that nigga know. All I'm gonna say is the nigga know.
I'm trying to tell you. And this is some bitch ass shit from fucking Tommy, man. I can't even lie, bro. I don't give a fuck I don't give a fuck how fucked up my mama is. Ain't no goddamn way I'm setting up my mama like that.
Yeah.
Ain't no way. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that was cold. Ain't no way Joffrey would have done that. No way.
Joffrey
would never. He would never. Never. So,
and the funniest thing was Cousin Lancel trying to have some big dick energy coming in there. The High Sparrow. To see you right
TK,
now.
You gotta say it like TK, Lancel.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's all I said, Lancel. I'm sorry.
Nah,
yeah, so the funniest thing was that Cousin Lancel came in trying to have that big dick energy, and he ain't got none.
He ain't got it.
He thought had it too.
I tell you what, like, for as much shit as we shit on D&D about, that goddamn I Choose Violence line, that motherfucker was cold.
Best three words of the whole fucking episode.
Yeah.
Cersei ass was so cold delivering that shit, bro.
This was like, that was the literal and immediate turning point of, you know what, I fuck with you, bitch.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I fuck with you.
Yep. Yep.
It was immediate. It was a switch that immediate went from, I can't stand this hoe to...
Yeah,
you know what?
She all right.
That fucks me.
She all right.
And it took these fucking fanatics, and it took the High Sparrow with his old stinking ass. And I made sure I said the Sparrow like that on purpose, so don't say nothing about me, Leslie. But it took the High Sparrow with his stinking ass to fucking make you root for Cersei, and it took like all these niggas coming in here on this dumb shit. But like the minute they came in and the mountain came through, I was like, please just start cutting these niggas up. Like, just don't even talk. Just start fucking.
Slicing and dicing, nigga. Because we ain't seen the mountain in combat. We like, nigga, especially
Zombie Mountain.
Right? Right.
Zombie Mountain. Like, give me something. So, like, when she say, you know, hey, shit, fuck it. I choose violence. Like, nigga, that on business.
Yep.
And Buddy try to, like, first of all, like, why did you go for, like, the strongest part of the armor? Like, nigga. And then you trying to, he got it so bad. Like, that shit was gruesome. It was, like, that was some season 1, 2, and 3 Game of Thrones type shit.
And did you see Kyburn's face the whole time? Kyburn was like, ooh.
Man,
I got me one.
Kyburn was like, ooh, new toys.
Like, hell yeah, I knew that shit was going to work.
Man, oh God. They're in the debates. They're in the comments debating about how Sparrow should be spelled.
A whole lot of R's in that motherfucker. Spur.
Just one note spur, about spur.
It's really more of about, a, it's really more of an A sound at the end than a
spur.
Spur. So you gotta take the O out of that.
Yeah, S-P-U.
That's what you're talking about.
Ara.
No, just a quick.
Yeah, Ara. A.
A quick note about the I Choose Balance line, just how iconic it was. People who have no idea and have never watched Game of Thrones, which I feel like is a little weird.
Facts.
Started using that line without even knowing.
That's a great point.
I choose violence. And like that's a line. It's a whole thing. It's a meme. It's a gif. And niggas a lot of motherfuckers have no idea where that shit came from.
Yeah.
And a shout out to goddamn, what's her name? Like fucking Lena Headey. The way she acted that scene, because she was like kind of intimidated at first, because she was like, "What you mean I got to go back to the hot?" This ain't what we agreed. She was like kind of put back by it. She was like, "What the fuck are y'all talking about?"
Oh, that nigga said I can stay here. He said,
right
here.
Like she didn't sign up, but she was like, "You know what? Fuck it. I choose violence, y'all niggas."
And after the emotional. After the emotional toll that it took for her to be in jail and to be walked through the streets, that was pretty like bold for her to do that.
Yep.
Spur
of
Rogue.
Wait a key.
And told that fuck nigga to tell that fuck nigga Spur to pull up, cuz.
Yep.
Right.
Tell her you can see you can come over here.
Tell that fuck ass nigga to pull
come
up.
Come see me.
Come pull up.
I was like, oh shit. Okay.
Oh, and then the part where her and Ky- did we skip the part or was it all in this little part where Kyburn whispered to her about what his little birdies had came back?
That's later on.
No, that's later on.
Okay, I'm ahead of myself. Yeah. Oh yeah, okay, I know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, yeah, you're right.
Next we go to Brianna Haypod in River. Yep.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and take this one, Liz Cersei.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know it was a lit. Mm-hmm.
Hey,
IT nigga, watch out.
We ain't seen Pod in a minute now. Hey boo, how you doing? I can stop sneezing for a second for you. Brian and Pod are sent to River Run to talk or to stand in for Sansa. So as soon as they get there, Pod and Bronn sneaks up on Pod and puts him in a headlock. It's like, all right,
fucking
gonna be dead.
So, Mother Sunday.
So yeah, they're talking while Jamie and Brian are in the tent, and Bronn is like, "What do you think they're in there doing?" It's like, Bronn's the only one who's aware, you know.
Bronn's a realest nigga on the show.
He is.
But he's basically us. He's basically the audience.
He is. Mm-hmm. But I think it was cute how Pot was trying to brag or to Ron that, oh, shit.
Mine eyes deceive me? God damn it.
That's wild.
That's what the Flonase is for. Bron was, or Pod was, kind of bragging to him, like, "I've been practicing." He said, "Well, I snuck up on you just fine. You ain't been doing that much."
Uh-uh.
So then Bron proceeds to teach him even more as they're out there waiting for Brian and Jamie to finish their little conversation. I'll let somebody else have it.
Good job, Liz Thurston.
Yeah, good job. Go ahead and push through.
Damn, you made my fucking eyes start watering. I'm so fucking serious. I'm not ready.
We didn't get into somebody get into the conversation between Jamie and Brianne in the room. Or do we need to get into that conversation?
Go ahead, Queen Mama.
I mean,
well, I gotta do it.
I mean, just argue some politics and shit about, you know, the whole shit with, you know, Kat.
All right, so Jamie and Brianne, yeah, they're going back.
Damn, you too late now.
Fuck it, nigga, I got it.
Go ahead, Valeria. Do that shit. I'm drinking my drink.
Drink that drink. Drink that shit. So, yeah, you know, they're kind of going back and forth through the politics and shit. You know, Brianne first talks about saving Sansa and tries to get back the sword. Jaime's like, man, fuck that. That's your sword. Probably made Brianne a little more shooting on my goddamn nerves. But then they start talking about Brianne wants to basically go and talk to Blackfish. To recruit him to Sansa and Jon's cause as far as trying to win back Winterfell. So Jaime is like, yeah, nah, I'm about to take this castle. Like, you want to talk to this nigga, you talk to him after I kill him. She's like, nah, let me talk to him, get him to surrender, and you just let us go north. You can have this shit. He's like, nah, Blackfish ain't gonna surrender. You don't know the Blackfish, this is home. Long story short, she ends up going and speaking with the Blackfish. He lets Brianne in. They talk briefly. He pretty much does what Jaime says, which is refuses. And you know, that's when we get to, I think, the point where Jaime goes to talk to Edmure.
Yep.
Okay. So
it was really cute how she tried to give Oathkeeper back.
That shit was cute.
Yes,
that's
it was.
Damn.
Y'all know he can't stand Brian. Don't get him started, Lord.
He just wanted to go see Jaime. Like, you, all this shit, you just want to go see Jaime.
Big girls need love too.
You finna sacrifice. Man, she had a Tormund was ready to put it on her big ass. So shit.
Right.
Better get right where you get in where you fit in.
Noir said that Jaime Brienne combo was like two exes dancing around whether they should do it for all time's sake, trying to give shit back, and him saying, nah, keep it.
Goddamn.
Yeah, nah, man. Like fucking Brienne, shit, like Brienne Griner, she really was trying to like do her best and to try to convince Blackfish.
Free BG?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She was really trying to convince Blackfish, and Blackfish wasn't having it. He old stubborn in his old ways, motherfucker. You know, that's what it was. And it's same shit that got these old niggas killed in Westeros. You know, same kind of mentality. You know, later on, we're going to see he doesn't want to run. He's, because she was ultimately right. He can help Sansa take back Winterfell. Like, he would be somebody who would, you know, be a key piece. But
hey, I forgot.
But he feels like a coward from running from the Red Wedding.
I mean, what you gonna do at the Red Wedding? What the fuck was he gonna do?
I forgot too when like Bronn was talking to Podrick and he was asking what, you know, he thought they was doing in the tent. Bronn said he'd take Brienne big ass down through there too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He asked Podrick. He asked Podrick. He was like, "You fuck? I fuck."
Like, mine is a trip.
And Podrick's embarrassed, like trying to keep his honor. And he was like, "Nah, man, we've been training." He was like, "Man, nah, you the one with the magic cop."
Bro, I was like, "Oh no."
That just tripped me the fuck out. And then Brienne, when she actually went and talked to the Blackfish, like her annoying ass, like she take everything so personal. Oh, what should I tell Sansa? Tell her I failed. Like, yeah, you did fail. You shouldn't have went up there and talked to this dumbass like Jaime said.
Here we go.
You almost got killed. You almost got killed. You almost got your ass fucking handed to you.
Yeah.
So, you know. And then what? She would have been there with the Blackfish for 2 years while the fucking Freys and them were trying to siege.
Oh, the fucking siege.
Right. Beard itching.
That was silly. Oh Lord. That's so we go back to, back to King's Landing.
I put some oil on it.
You got you some beard oil.
So yeah, I got me some beard oil.
What? I still can't get over TK having went from having Jada Pinkett disease to fucking a beard. That shit really just.
Wow. I didn't do that. Really, I didn't do that.
Crazy to me. Okay. What did I say?
Leslie.
What did I say? Fuck his mouth.
Right. Where's Will? It was him.
So, I wish anyway. Will would. I ain't fucking Chris Rock, nigga. We tussling, nigga. I'm 6'4", goddammit. We tussling.
Motherfucker.
You ain't about to just slap me in front of the whole fucking world thinking we ain't fucking at least gonna get into it. Nigga, you gonna have to show me you can whoop my ass. Fuck that.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, go ahead.
So we return to King's Landing and we back at the Red Keep.
You see the motherfuckers and getting out first away now.
Yeah, so there's a commotion in the castle. It's like, what's going on? So she rolled up to Uncle Kevin, and she's like, what is going on? He's like, well, there's going to be a royal announcement. She's like, well, why wasn't I informed? And then he says, there's going to be a royal announcement in the throne room right now, which shows that he don't give zero fucks about her. She knew that a long time ago, so... You know, she's just gonna okay. Well, let me go on and do what I'm gonna do. Tommen rolls in.
Tommen's so weak.
You can see the puppet strings on this little bastard. You can see the puppet strings.
He showed to the VIP pass.
Revoked that VIP pass.
He did. Your ass up to the galley.
So Tommen makes a royal announcement that there has been a change across the land, that the crown has decided that trial by combat is now outlawed in the Seven Kingdoms. Well, you could just about see the little bit of color that Cersei had in her face just kind of drain out. I don't know if she got or she got tight jawed like this motherfucker, I could beat him with my shoe right now.
Oh,
so
Joffrey would
either
never.
Way. Oh, excuse me, my mustache fell down. Anyway,
John Sparrow would have been dead by now. So, like, I really do miss Joffrey. Tommen wouldn't even look at his mama.
Joffrey
would never treat his mother like that. He'd just be like, fuck you, go away from me. But he, you know,
like fucking Marjorie would have been like, but my brother's still there. Mm-hmm. Joffrey would be like, fuck that. Not
And that's when Qyburn. Yeah. That's when Qyburn comes into her ear, into Cersei's ear as they are leaving the balcony area. And he tells her that the rumors have been researching that the rumors, it's not just a rumor, it's much more. So
we are saying
she gets a little happiness on her face.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, we got that blicky downstairs.
Man.
we got them blickies. Yes, sir.
Them niggas thugging outside.
Ain't nothing like that green dragon.
No, that's right.
Oh, that's funny.
Man,
your mama had more heart than your mama.
Oh, man. God.
Joffrey stood. You goddamn right, Joffrey stood on business.
All of this, just to get back, that boy want to fuck Marjorie so bad. Lord, I mean. Jesus. If this little nigga say the pillars of the goddamn kingdom or the crown, and if he say that dumb shit one more time, the crown, every time he say that shit, I want to kick that little nigga in his face.
Like, but he believes that shit.
Now, go ahead and have a drink. Go ahead and have a drink every time he said the crown and the faith.
Man, shit. I would have been drunk halfway through that.
And he's a loyal nigga, so he's really hurting because he ain't had nothing. He had a little bit of taste of margarine. Now he
and then got snatched from him.
He hurt.
Whole thing. That's that hurt.
Right, but that's the thing, though, right? Like, I get it.
You can please do that thing you did earlier.
You do that thing with your mouth. You do that thing with your mouth.
You probably did that thing with a hand. Dude.
You fucking egret. But nah, I get it. I get it. A 13, 12 year old, how the fuck time is supposed to be in this show? I get it, right? You get your first piece of little pussy, you just all enveloped.
Lose fucking time.
But you're the fucking king. He can
fucking
get
king.
Any motherfucker he want to. Marjorie ain't giving you no
pussy. He was not raised to rule. Cool. He was not raised to rule. He doesn't.
You ain't got me raised to rule. No, I guess. You ain't got me raised to rule. No, I guess pussy. I don't give a fuck what you rule.
You better know something because you ain't gonna get no pussy.
Who ain't gonna get no? The king ain't gonna get no pussy.
He could call any woman.
He can call anybody he want to
and say, "Hey."
But
he does not have that
killer mentality that Joffrey had. Joffrey's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm the king, bitch. And you heard him say that time and time and time again.
But you don't need a killer mentality.
Niggas go to DR. Niggas go to DR every weekend. Do you think they have a killer mentality? What are y'all talking about?
He has the money and he has the status.
Wait, mama, you didn't grow up as a guy. I know what you're saying.
You're right.
I got you.
I didn't grow up as a guy.
But motherfuckers don't need a killer mentality to see what's good in Flea Bottom, all right?
CJ said he could have gotten pussy as a prince. Timing was just soft.
Right.
She called him comment.
comment.
Said Tommen.
that's how insignificant he was.
All right. So we leave there. We go over to Marine.
Pointless ass
D&D
scene.
Yeah, it was.
It served its purpose.
No, so, yeah, the joke. Yeah.
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 So, basically.
Leslie, you got to see your girl, Miss Sandy, didn't you?
You said what? I got to see Miss Sandy. I got to see Miss Sandy. Yeah, but you know, like Miss Sandy went, I mean, listen.
Hey, she was getting loose on that wine.
That's what I was. Man.
Fucked up as Grey Worm couldn't even. I'm like, well, your girl is getting loose and you can't do nothing about that. It's crazy.
Like, but you know, one thing I thought in my head when she was getting drunk, I thought in my head, I don't know why this thought came in my head. I come from behind, I tap Grey Worm on the shoulder, and I say, I got this, man.
I got it.
Wow.
Here, I got from here, brother.
Thanks for the jokes, man.
That's fucked up.
So
that was a funny joke, bro.
Cool joke. Cool story, man. Tell it again sometime.
You're not right.
Like a stub in, dude. Oh,
hey, tag me in, bro.
Yeah, man. Tyrion is completely like just lost his.
Wait, am I going to clock out?
Like, don't clock out for me, man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Tyrion, this is the beginning of the end of Tyrion's intelligence. I mean, it's just completely just like fucking befuddled as far as like what the master's true intentions are. He's getting outplayed. He don't even have any fucking wit anymore. The jokes ain't working. Like this is the beginning of the end for my dog, and yeah. This scene just kind of encapsulates that in a sense, just as far as his downfall. But I will say that the masses sort of showing up and wrecking their ships, was something out of left field, I think, because I thought that Tyrion gave them the best deal that he could. You know, it was a really good deal for what was that? The 10 years they gave him 10 years in slavery.
Seven years.
Okay, 7 years in slavery. Brought some hoes at the end. I don't know what more he could have done. That's
right. He ain't have a lot to work with.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, but Grey Worm, Miss Sandy, they tried to tell him, listen, you can't negotiate with these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
They don't negotiate.
But they also knew that at any time Danny could come in and revoke that deal.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but you know, this was ultimately a D&D written scene because it's for the ships.
Yeah.
It's just a way for these motherfuckers to get some ships. Ships brought to them based on convenience. Yes.
All right. So we go back to Jamie visiting Lord Edmure. Who want to take that part?
Yeah, Jamie's basically holding him captive. He's trying to be nice to him. He's trying to say, listen, man, like, talk. I'm sorry the Freyr's got you in this predicament. We're going to get you some fresh clothes. We're going to get you your kid here, your wife here, everybody here. You know, but, you know, you got to just talk to Blackfish for me. And, you know, Edmure's like, well, nigga, fuck you. You ain't got no fucking honor. I don't give a fuck about what you say. You know, you're trying to tell me about my sister. You're trying to tell me about all this shit. I don't want to fucking hear it. And he was like, speaking of sisters, I love mine more than anyone. I love mine more than fucking any brother sister relationship ever in the history of fucking Westeros. So I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. I will burn this motherfucker down to get to Cersei.
I will fling your baby over the castle wall. Baby
over the castle wall to get to Cersei. And this was actually a dope scene, but, by Jamie. I mean, it went from like good cop to like, all right, this nigga is like. It kind of reverted back to the old Jamie that we're kind of used to, the asshole Jamie, which is like, you know, yeah. I need to get back to Cersei by any means necessary, and I'm gonna do what the fuck I gotta do. I don't give
that. That was push Bran out the window, Jamie.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, FTK for real. I mean,
but like, also, yeah, go ahead. If I'm Edmure, that shit wouldn't have, man, fuck that kid. Like, you can hurl that little bastard right over the wall. That Frey kid, you're gonna go back to that, like, fuck that kid.
How the fuck does Edmure even know about the kid like that anyway?
You know, they talked to him about it.
You know what?
Me moist when he started listing the war crimes he would commit.
Somebody please check Candace's porn search history. We please.
lots of one hand searches there.
Y'all is wilding in these comments.
Oh my God.
You love your sister, Nick. No, nigga, I fucked my sister.
I love this shit. I'll never leave that pussy.
Sound like Wesley Pipes. God damn. What the fuck I was about to say? Anyway.
I never thought we'd have a Wesley Pipes drop on here.
Hey man. Hey yeah. My brother. Hey man. Like we full of pop culture references around here.
I was waiting on Mr. Marcus, but okay, I'll take Wesley Pipes.
That's crazy, Queen Mother. That's crazy.
Okay, where do we go from here? Because y'all done made me laugh.
I mean, yeah, like, but how the fuck did Edmure know, even though his kid is? Yeah, just like Amanda said. That's what
fuck that kid. Yeah. Like, fuck that kid. He's been held captive now. Did he say 3 years at this point? I don't even know how many
like 2 or 3 years. Yeah.
And you banged your girl out, your wife out, one, you know, on your wedding night, and then they literally killed your family and held you captive, and you want the baby? Like, fuck that baby. Fuck her. Right. Fuck that baby. Fuck her daddy.
Freys. Everybody.
You want that little Frey baby? Ew. And it's been raised with the Freys, by the Freys. Like, no. Fuck no.
And good chances it doesn't look like your wife. Oh, so we know it's ugly.
Right.
It might not even be his.
I'd have told
you. I mean, like, he just fucked your wife once. Right? I
told Jamie with the quickness, hurl that little fucker over the wall for
me. Right.
Fuck those people.
Damn.
Right.
How else could he get any type of payback against that family?
Fuck my people is on the other side of the other side of this fucking castle.
Of course, Edmure is a bitch ass nigga. So he fell for the He fell for the fucking banana in the tailpipe. Yeah. He walked his muddy ass all the way up to the gate. Blackfish telling these niggas, like, bro. This is a hostage situation. Why else would they let this nigga come up here? Don't open the gate. Buddy on some dumb shit talking about his lord. Like, Buddy has been a captain for 3 years. What are you talking about, your lord? You don't even know this guy. You even know who the fuck that is. You probably never met him in your life. And then, so
that's the mother.
Man, and I really wish Blackfish would have took him out, but apparently his old ass really ain't had hands like talking about. We find that out a little bit later. But, like, the old castle backed him. They opened the gate. They let Edmure in. The first fucking thing this nigga does is say, nigga, open the gate. And there you have it. Just like that. We're done.
Mm-hmm. And was it all in one scene or was that broken up?
No, it was all in one scene. It was all the way to Blackfish decides to, he helps.
He stays in
Pod. Not to run.
Me and Pod get the boat. And
help them escape, go back, and apparently didn't last very long in the fight.
Yeah.
And then Jamie goes up there. He on top of the wall, admiring. And he sees Brienne leaving with Pod, and they exchange them.
Fuck ass shit. Bitch, put your fucking hands
down. Right, like, bitch, like, they can see you. Jamie could have been like, yo, arrows.
Right.
See this bitch waving over here? Shoot that motherfucker. Hand down, you shoot that big ass hand.
I'm just at this point in the book, she's already dead, so this shouldn't even be happening.
That's the epitome of pale, though, for you to raise your hand up and he can see it, and it's that dark. Mm. She was pale.
Lord. All right, so we go back to Marine, and Marine is under siege. So boom.
Damn.
So Tyrion walking his little ass up the stairs and he like, okay, I fucked up. And Miss Sandy like, nigga, that ain't helping shit right now. He like, the Unsullied can get this shit in order from the beach. Grey Worm said, nigga, shut the fuck up. Your motherfucking mouth is the shit that got us fucked up in this shit. Nah.
Bitch.
Tyrion's like, I said I fucked up. Grey Worm's like, nah, your little ass don't know shit about military tactics, but you trying to tell me what to do with the motherfucking military. So Tyrion looking like, shit, you got me on that one. So he like, fine, what the fuck y'all gonna do?
Nah. Like Tyrion was like, I said I fucked up.
And he was just like, nigga. So Grey Worm said, we gonna defend this shit from right here. Make the motherfuckers come to us. And as he says that, shit start rocking in the pyramid. They all looking scared. They square up. Grey Worm got his knife out. He looking, oh boy, he like, open the door. They open the door. Queen D come through. Everybody like, ooh, oh shit. They like start bowing and shit.
Oh my God. When she walked in, I was like, ooh, walk in again.
Wait, walk in again.
Oh my God. I kneeled too when she walked in there.
Oh, hell no.
God damn.
I get the dramatic entrance. I really do. Why in the fuck did she not just destroy those fucking ships with Drogon when she shows up?
Because I was like, okay, is it just her on the dragon? Did she bring the Khaleesi with her? I mean, the Khaleesi with her? Like, what are we doing?
Where are you going, nigga? Come back here so we can...
And then Drogon ass blind the fuck off. Like, hey.
It's like an Uber driver when you leave your shit in the car. Like,
oh.
You flagging that nigga down. Like,
no stars, nigga.
What are we doing?
DeAndre, don't do me like that.
What are we doing?
So, yeah, I didn't understand that either. I was like, I mean, she didn't light motherfuckers up on her way in. Like, what? Why? Yeah,
I guess it. All I can say is at this point in time, I guess she, the D&D still got her on some political shit.
Well, so we go from that scene back to the Hound. I felt like this was kind of another really pointless scene, but I don't know. Maybe someone else has another take other than him peeing in the water, which pissed me off. I'm like,
it was funny. That shit was funny when them niggas was negotiating the fucking, like, killing.
How to kill.
Like, bro, you niggas negotiate. Hey, that nigga House said, hanging. He was like, let me gut this one. He was like, bro, we gave you 2 out of 3. Let me get a hand.
I'll blame the hound. If it's just kicking the fucking barrel over, I would be like, well, shit, nigga, y'all can do that.
Right.
That nigga like, man. But that
hanging though, if there's one thing Game of Thrones does well, is to show a good hanging. Like, them motherfuckers be struggling. They be struggling. Like,
they make it a struggle. It ain't that. It's not the hanging where you
snap your neck. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the hanging where, like, this is about to take a little while, buddy. It's going to hurt.
Yep. Solid minute.
Yeah.
Haggling over body.
Insane, bro.
Bruh, imagine you on the rope, like, God, these niggas negotiate. How are you going to kill me, bro? Right. I'm right here.
And at that point, you see the nigga with the axe, and you're like, man, please just hang me, bro.
Now, if you see somebody with an axe coming for you, just fucking jump. Just fucking jump.
Yeah, right?
Man, I'm jumping off that little barrel. I'm
shit. Hell no, that nigga ain't gonna cut me.
Hey, we're trying to pick your ass up.
Father, that's fang. I'm jumping the fuck off.
Oh, shit.
But other than that, I guess the only significance was the conversation that was had about, you know, meaning for all of them being there. And of course, that's foreshadowing. Yeah. It's foreshadowing so much and nothing at the same fucking time from what we know.
Yeah, and Candace made a point that, you know, it's kind of showing that the hound is growing a conscience and he's thinking about things a little.
Barrick said that, nigga, you getting old.
Right, they talking to him.
Hound said shit. Once upon a time, I would have cut down through all 7 of y'all ass just to kill these 3, but you know what, I'm a changed man.
Right.
AJ Dynamite talking about then the house snatched his J's.
Go get some boots, bro.
Bro, that nigga figured out his shoe size and everything.
Housed him up and everything.
Oh, Lord. Y'all be wilding.
Equalizer looking at. The equalizer.
Mm. So, okay, we go from there and we go back to No Name and them. I let one of y'all take it on out.
Oh yeah, what happened? Oh yeah, the chase scene where fucking the person who got stabbed 5 times is able to run around and jump through fucking jump off 5-story fucking steps and shit and do everything else and fall down. You mean that fucking scene? You mean that scene where the fucking waif is running like the goddamn Terminator?
I put that in my notes, nigga. T-1000.
To T-1000, bro.
Me and you, nigga.
T2 Judgment Day ass print, man.
I was like, God damn. It was like her, even like her running movement was precise. I was like, this bitch is robotic. Like, God damn.
I was like, she crazy. I wrote, she is crazy.
And then when she was on top of the little thing and she ran and jumped into the crowd, bro, that shit was funny as fuck, bro. I was dying.
Yeah, fucking Ari was doing everything she fucking could to get away from that motherfucker. The way she jumped on that fruit.
Man, but
I have a different opinion about it.
Everybody out there was pissed off at her ass. They was she rolled through that fruit. Them niggas were like, oh.
I was mad about that shit. Oh.
You fucked up my fruit stand.
I'm surprised they ain't won. They was real life hot about that fucking fruit. And I would have been mad too. Like, her bloody ass come rolling. Hey, they put that shit right back in them baskets and went to selling that shit, though.
Yeah.
It's too much.
I have a different opinion about it. No. I have a different opinion about it. Mm. You have to watch it from a different point of view.
Okay.
Yeah, Arya was hurt, and Arya wanted her to chase her at a certain point. So she had to get away from her.
She was leading her.
She was leaving bloody handprints. So find me, bitch. Find me. His handprint. Find me. His
still too convenient.
Blood. Find me.
It's still too convenient.
No.
It's still too convenient. Yeah. Like, I get
I'm going to stick by my original theory that every time Arya got her ass kicked, she was learning how the waif fights. And when she was blind and getting her ass kicked, she was learning how to hear the waif in the dark.
But that's ultimately what happened. Listen, first off, where your beard at?
Both things can be
true. I had to take that shit off. It's itching. Fuck you.
Where your goddamn beard at, okay? Before you start fucking going back and forth with me.
It's right here around my neck. Right.
Shit. Right there. Hey, mama, I start itching.
Mother got crabs.
Yeah, Queen Mother, like, yeah, all of that shit. I agree. I think everybody, yeah. We agree. Yeah, the theory, you 100% correct. But the problem is, bitch, you supposed to be dead like two episodes ago from all this leaking.
You are stabbed, bro. You cannot.
But yes, she was intentionally, you know, leading her to a point and learning this shit.
You straight faceless man. You said a wave chasing Aria Brown Simpson through that. Like, out in the open, dog. Out in the open. Like, bro, Aria jumping off that fucking, wherever the fuck she was at, basically off a fucking cliff into to a pile of fucking steps in fruit. Like, come on, bro.
It went from being like a team of elite assassins to who, like, just a really fast bitch with a knife chasing Aria.
Yeah,
getting baited to the point, which I agree with you, Queen Mother. She was baiting her. She was leaving the handprints and the blood and shit everywhere. But
maybe part of her getting baited was she was cocky and she just knew she had Aria, and that's why it was.
But they could have done all that without the chase scene.
Yeah, that's true.
They could have done all that without chase scene. They could have said some way of which the way finds Aria chilling. She's like, you know, I got stabbed and shit like that, and all of a sudden she brings out a needle, cuts the light, and it's on. And all of a sudden, you know, she's fucking. You know, goddamn fucking Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
And hold on, where was Needle when she was falling through all that fruit? So she had Needle hidden.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Was already there, tucked.
Okay.
Yeah. She had Needle hidden. So I guess before she knew that the waif was going to stab her, she already hid Needle just in case she was going to get confronted by the waif before she left to go to wet. So you see how all this shit add up in order for this scene to take place?
Yeah.
It's a lot of D&D shit.
You just gotta watch the details. You gotta watch when Aria doesn't let Lady Crane get killed and she goes to her room and she's setting things up and she hides Needle. Then when she still has the little things on the front of her head, okay, hairstyle.
But there was a change in the plan after she got stabbed five times.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was a sudden there's a sudden shift now. Like Needle,
how are you walking around? How are you walking around planting Needle? And you got seven stab wounds in your...
But she planted Needle before she got stabbed. I'm just saying, after she got stabbed, there was a certain... Like, the plan ain't the plan no more.
Like, bitch, right. You a poke.
Because then...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Lady Crane was not necessarily a part of that plan because she, you know, bandaged her up and took care of her and I guess sewed up the holes. I don't know. And put her to bed, and then the next morning the waif came and killed her.
She did give us some of that goddamn hair on, nigga. So I don't know. Maybe she was
the milk of the poppy.
The goddamn poppy boy.
Hey, nigga, that milk of the perk 30s, nigga.
For the poppy.
Man, the perk 30s. She was on them perkies. That explains it all.
Well, so let's talk about her going to see Jacqueline Herger.
Do you have the button?
Let's see here. Let me find it.
I just got to see the shoulder shrug. That's it.
Right. The closed eyed shoulder shrug.
Oh my God. That is so awful.
I don't see it, but somebody said that nigga was just with his eyes closed, wishing it was.
That nigga was hoping for the best, boy.
Oh, wait, I got it.
Jacqueline Herger.
I'm gonna just give it a shot.
And he hasn't been seen since.
Right.
Damn.
That nigga Eric said, CJ, let go and let God.
Oh, Lord.
my God.
Nigga Tiffany said, fuck it. Fuck it out.
Mama Wise said that milk of the poppy is the truth.
Man, man, it'll get you right.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug. Right. I'm gonna put my feet in Eddie's couch.
Yeah, so I put my feet in Eddie's couch. No, I would never do such a thing. What is John Murray talking about? Yeah, so I remember putting my feet in his
So she rolls up on Jacqueline,
her girl.
And needle to his neck, which again, you know, like we already said earlier, like that's a little odd, but I assume he knew she was coming and he allowed her to do it. So
yeah, so she just walks off. Yeah. Wait, like, did you say the scene, Celestia?
I said, anyone have any other comments on how that interaction played out?
Yeah, no, she's basically not.
I think he was hedging his bets. I don't call the waif his bottom bitch because they communicated in a certain way. And then he had his new girl, Aria. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, he was going to come out a winner because them knowing what they know and how to fight, somebody was going to die.
Right. But okay. I mean, did he really try to win it? Because Aria left.
Why y'all think he let her leave? Like, just,
I mean,
I think he had a soft spot for her.
Or this was the ultimate test of fucking, this was her ultimate test of being, you know, Arya Stark supposed to be.
Could she be a faceless man? Could she complete the contract? Could she kill a motherfucker the way they supposed to?
You ain't supposed to go back home and
right, exactly, nigga. You ain't supposed to go back to Westeros with that knowledge. You supposed to
be a faceless,
right,
fucking man, woman, whatever. Like, you supposed to be there at the House of Black and White. Like,
but she met him over in Westeros. So what the fuck was he doing over there? How many other faceless men are over there?
Mission.
Niggas just don't walk away from a gang. Like, nigga, we in it till you die.
Right.
Blood in, blood out, bro. Like, so, I mean, ultimately, I think the main...
I like Celestial's answer. Like, basically, he just had that soft spot for
him. Yeah. It was either that or he knew the whole time that this was sort of one of those training things that Arya needed in order to go back.
And it was never... You
know, yeah.
It was never her destiny to be a face.
Let me sprinkle this on you. Go back and avenge your family. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Go back and avenge your family.
I can live with that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Mal DM says she did get stabbed out.
Man, I mean, it took
blood
a lot.
Out. Blood out. Said blood out.
It took a lot.
One thing about them goddamn Starks, if them niggas get stabbed, they leaving the game. Jon Snow, these niggas stabbed me, I'm out. Arya, these niggas stabbed me.
It's logical.
I'm out.
Only Brain could have got stabbed.
I mean, facts.
All right, Negroes. Well, it has been real as usual. We thank everyone.
Episode 9 get tough.
Professor Black Jesus, do you have any church announcements?
Church announcement.
Yes, I do. We members and friends, thank you for listening. First, I want to talk about Dune Part 2. If you have not seen it, go see it. If you're a fan of the book,
I ain't seen the first one.
I ain't seen the first one.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm not gonna spoil it or anything.
Okay.
I did do some impressions a la Leslie McLemore II, the Takeaway King.
You did
some impressions.
You did a great job, by the way.
I didn't give anything away, but once you see it, they will all make sense or more sense and be funnier. So go with an empty bladder, and I'm serious about that. Because it's a hard 3 hours. But it moves. It moves. It gets the second half of the first book.
I'm gonna just wait for that. Absolutely not.
Hey yo.
But I'm gonna just wait for it at the house where I can steam a couple of you know.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine. Have your own homemade popcorn. Another thing that came on TV this week is Shogun. That's on, I think, FX and Hulu.
Man, that's good. I'm like Shogun.
Yeah. The first two episodes, I think, are out.
Snapped.
I don't know. I don't know what the popular opinion is, but I'm gonna fuck with the Walking Dead, the ones who live, for at least four episodes. I did like the opening episode last week.
I'm about to block your ass.
You're not on Facebook enough to block anybody.
Yeah, there you go. So I'm gonna fuck with the Walking Dead, the ones who live. Give it a try. I know a lot of people were disappointed with the other two show, other three shows. But give it a try, because this is Rick and Michonne, and everybody loves Rick and Michonne and wants to see them together.
I'm telling TK to cut off your mic next time you do this shit, Queen Mama. Nobody wants to talk about the Walking Dead, goddammit. Nobody wants to talk about the Walking Dead.
How can TK cut off TK's mic?
Move on.
You know what? What's up? Bite my right cheek and make the left one jealous. All right. The other thing that's on HBO.
So don't threaten
me. The Last Airbender.
Don't threaten me. Is that a threat?
Where's my knife, goddamn it?
Is that a threat? Again, you ain't threatening him. He's like,
oh, now you're making it worse. Now you're making it worse.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm talking, damn it. So shut the fuck up, Les.
I hear you, baby.
Once the Bucci Cat enters the chat, the church nails are over.
I'm crazy too, goddamn it. I'm crazy too. Shit.
Maisha said TK is in her basement.
Man.
All right. For those who love anime,
still ain't growing.
Kamui is out on HBO. It's really good. I like it. I was sick this week, so I had time to watch. So there you go. All right. So I want to end with some peaceful journeys.
Really? After the night?
Yeah.
I'll holler at you niggas.
Okay. I can't left.
Wow. That's fucked up. But anyway, we want to give some props to some Broadway legends. Hinton Battle, who was the original Scarecrow in The Wiz. He passed away. Cheetah Rivera, who was the original Spider-Woman in Kiss of the Spider-Woman. She was 91 years old. All right. So also New York legend. Yeah. New York fashion legend Iris Apfel. And if you don't know who she is, she was the old lady who was on, I think it was the Target commercial with the big black glasses on. We also want to wish peaceful journey to comedian Richard Lewis.
Man, rest in peace, Richard Lewis. That's my guy. Now, I do watch Curb Enthusiasm, so I saw him on the episode the other day. I will say rest in peace to my guy, Richard Lewis. Funny guy, Robin Hood Men in Tights. He was the
He was the sheriff, wasn't he?
He was King Richard.
Oh, he was King Richard. Okay. Two more. Sorry. One is Kenneth Mitchell, who was an actor on Star Trek. He died of ALS, which is the Lou Gehrig's disease. He was on the previous four seasons. I don't think he's going to be on the fifth season. He may or may not, but Star Trek worked with him. He got diagnosed right in the first season of Discovery, and they made different concessions for him to keep him working so he could keep his health insurance. And last but not least, Councilman Eric Mays of Flint, Michigan, who kept them people He would get them people every damn time, and they couldn't
point of order.
Point of order. All right. So we want to wish all of them.
What did he die of? Journey.
His family did not disclose what he died of. They just said that he passed away.
I ain't conspiracy theories, but he had a lot of energy.
Maybe they tried to make him drink some more of that damn Flint water. I don't know. So. Mm-hmm. That is all I have. Thank you for letting me complete my church announcements in some sort of dignity. So there we go.
All right,
we're gonna mute you on a couple of them names and announcements.
Thank y'all for coming out and supporting us every week. We love y'all. We'll see y'all next week.
Mm-hmm. Good night, sweet summer children.
Good night.